Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy hour. College football begins week zero on Saturday. We have a lot to do as we get ready for the first few games of the season. Of course, next week it's really on. You get the full, like, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday night, Monday night. A full, what is that, Joe? Five straight days of college football games on Labor Day weekend before the NFL then moves in on the Thursday after that. So a lot to do. That's for sure. Mike Carver and the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. This is it, baby. I'm in my wheelhouse. We finally made it to college football season. Finally. The dog days of summer. It was a terrible summer. It was hot. It was humid. But we were in the film room. We were breaking down schematics. We were breaking down tape.
We were.
We're ready. We are ready.
As ready as we're going to be, Joe, that's for sure.
This is it. Expanded playoff. Him. 12
this
teams.
This is it.
Fluctuation in the market.
And it does all begin, Joe, with week zero, which, you know, I was going back and looking, and since they really started doing this, and, I don't know. Do you think it's that teams maybe don't like playing on this week zero? I don't know. I asked Terry about this. He was on Coast to Coast with me on Friday. Coach Terry Bowden. And really, Joe, he was like, he thought it was an advantage, honestly. He thought it was a good thing to go and play on week zero. You get the extra week of practice. You know, coaches always love those extra weeks of practice, Joe. That's huge to them, practicing more. You know, last year you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You had 7 games last year. Notre Dame beat Navy 42-3. But you had that San Diego State-Ohio game. Remember that, Joe?
Yep.
Good game. And the UMass New Mexico State game, Vandy and Hawaii. And then you had USC and San Jose State. So Salvi Perez deposits a 2-run homer, 4-1 Royals.
All right. All right.
So Salvi goes deep. That's not Bobby Witt, and that's not Vinny P.
That's okay. That helps me.
That's my luck. Well, it helps you. Doesn't help me. So hopefully at some point something will help me. The year before was the one I was actually thinking of, Joe, which was 22, where you had a ton of games, Joe. No, you had Northwestern, Nebraska. That was the Dublin game that year. Utah State, UConn, Illinois, Wyoming, Florida State, Duquesne, North Carolina, Florida A&M, Nevada, New Mexico State, Vandy, Hawaii. Oh. So it kind of feels like, Joe, they've toned, you know, this year is a little toned down for week zero.
I think maybe, does the college football playoff have anything to do with that they don't have to play these games? Base hit, bases loaded in Boston. Just letting you know.
For that's who? What the I Red think. Sox or the Diamondbacks?
Diamondbacks. Mm. So that's what I think. I mean, think about it. You used to have these top 10 battles.
It's a long year if you make that playoff.
Say it again?
It's a long year if you make that playoff, is what you're saying to me.
Well, I'm not just saying that. I'm saying the marquee games. Now a lot of teams, hey, let's go 10-2, and we have a pretty good shot to make the playoff. You don't have to play the Georgia-Clemson game. Right, it used to be with the top four, you had to have the strength of schedule, and you had to go up against other teams because there were only four slots, and you knew the SEC and Big Ten were granted almost both of those, so that left only two teams, two spots open. Now, I know they schedule these things weeks and years in advance. But. I mean, it is ironic that the year that we have the expanded playoff, we only have one real game.
Right. Well, you were supposed to have that Hawaii game was supposed to be Oregon, Joe. It was supposed to be Oregon and Hawaii, and when Oregon moved to the Big Ten, they had to drop the game. So
yeah, but
that's why Delaware State
would they have
had
played
to,
that. What time would that game have been?
I think if it was Oregon, it would not have been at midnight East.
Probably.
Because UCLA's at Hawaii next week, and that's actually on CBS, Joe, in primetime. It's like
3:30,
or 4 o'clock,
right?
Or 3 2. Or 4 o'clock, I think.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
I think it's
game.
At night. They can't start that late in Hawaii.
7:30.
I mean, that early.
Then it's a 7:30 kick.
Yeah, UCLA at Hawaii, primetime. Because remember we talked about this the other night? It's 1:30 there, Matias.
I like
for
Hawaii
1:30
already
in,
with the points. They're going to have
the afternoon
game under
in Hawaii.
Their belt. Oh, did he go yard to the Green Monster? Is it out? The Granny Smith?
I can't wait to see this. Is it out, Joe?
ColecoVision saying it's gone. It is. ColecoVision. All right.
Come on. Suarez? Eugenio Suarez?
Yep. Gone.
Wow, 9-2, huh?
6-1, Royals. 6-1. Come on, Carver.
Really?
Will this Baltimore game in? Will the Baltimore game in? Will it?
Man, he got that right over the monster, Joe. He crushed it. And it got in the first row. But either way, grand slam for Eugenio Suarez. Big fly, man.
Big fly. Look at these Astros. All right.
This is
so
how
what
it
do
goes
you think?
For me, Joe. I've been
you,
playing
are you
a lot
with
of...
me? Are you with me?
For what?
For Hawaii week one against UCLA?
Oh, you mean next week when they go, you say game? You're doing the whole game under their belt. I'll tell you what, do they got a lineup for that yet?
I think it's 13 and a hook.
I got it here. Hold on. Let's
13
see.
And a hook. At least
I would
that's
take
where
the,
it opened.
I would take the points with Hawaii.
Give me Shager. Shager. 26
would, yeah, it's
touches,
actually
14.
12 and a half now, Joe. 12 and a half.
Missed a good line. Missed a good line. Yeah, I'd probably take the points. I'd probably take them. All those guys hanging around the books. You know how that goes. Yeah, I'd probably lay it.
We're gonna lay it.
We're gonna take it. Yeah, no, the syndicate. It's a syndicate play. Yeah, no, sharp guys. These guys are sharp.
Yeah, Taiwan Walker.
Real
just
sharp
getting,
guys.
Getting beat up here, Joe. That was a two-run homer for Hunter Renfro.
My question is, when those people say that, right? Yeah. Oh, real sharp guys. What does that make you? Are you a moron? Because if you're listening to them, there's got to be something wrong with your head. I'm just saying. I don't know. Don't get me started. You're starting. We got another hour of the show. I'm pumped up. I feel like I could flip a table.
Sharps.
I could flip a table right now.
Sharps. They've already started moving this one back, too. Remember that got down to 10.5? Now 11.5 for Florida State.
Now, you know why? I said it. I laid the 10.5. I laid it. Could we get this Baltimore? Could we get this Baltimore before we start talking football? Could we get this Baltimore with bases loaded?
Probably
no
not.
No life. What happened to this team? Fell off a cliff.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Yeah.
I don't see F-159 in
yeah,
your
car. Yeah, there it is, Joe. Siri got me again. Right there on my phone. Did you hear that?
What are you showing you hear that? Me? What are
I don't
you,
have no, 159 I'm, in my contact. Oh, that.
What is
big
that?
Big year for the Canes coming. Big year.
Don't start. Carver, that.
That's the kid who's been doing all those videos, right? You've been seeing that kid in the videos, Joe?
No, yeah. Who is this kid, though?
I don't know. I just saw him pumping up the Miami Canes now, so.
Who is this guy?
I don't know. You'll have to do your own research. I'm sorry. I apologize. You said you wanted to do, and I know we were asked, but doing some Heisman stuff. And I actually do want to do this, too, because I'm going to be in Pennsylvania where I can bet the Heisman on Monday.
Goose Lounge, right? You're going to the Grey Goose Lounge.
Yeah, not quite. Not quite.
Why? It's like a vacation for you. You're going to be off. You're going to come back wet, rested. You're going to come back just like vibrant.
These aren't relaxing vacations. These aren't relaxing vacations.
Radio.
These aren't relaxing vacations.
What do you mean they're not relaxing? You got 4 days off. Who better than you?
Running after kids around amusement parks are not
Carver, you embrace that. You're like, come on, Papa Carver.
I'm embracing it.
This is it. Daddy this, daddy that. I mean, come on, what better thing? I mean, we're both family guys here. I mean, this is what it's all about, baby. You're going to come back. You're going to do all your research. You're going to be ready for the calm before the storm. I mean, you're going to waltz in here Friday night. You're going to feel energetic. It's almost like, almost like doing a detox. You're going to come back unbelievable. You're going to have a glow to your skin.
Yeah, not quite, Joe. Let me ask you this about this board, because this caught my eye this morning when I was actually looking at this. Why did Dylan Gabriel all of a sudden jump so far ahead of everybody else? What happened there?
I just think it's people number one. Dylan Gabriel threw for 30 touchdowns last year.
I don't care what he threw for. He's not winning the Heisman this year.
Oh, wait a second. I'm not saying I'm backing him for the Heisman, but why can't he be there from start to finish?
Yeah, he's not winning.
I mean, Oregon plays Ohio State on October 12th. Okay, they play Michigan this year. Okay? So what are you talking about? They play Boise State. Everybody's All-American on this Boise State now, and this Madsen, right? Everybody thought Malachi Nelson would be the starter. Now it's this Madsen, and we're all of a sudden, everybody's back. Oh, the group of five, Boise State. Oh, Boise State. Favorite.
Memphis.
That's my team, Memphis. I said it.
Hennigan. Another 12-year quarterback. Another 12-year quarterback.
Give me the shot of Hennigan's.
Beck is so Gabriel's plus 550. Beck's 8-1. Ewers is 12. Howard 14. Nico.
Let me just say this. I'm going to say this right now. You want to sell? Remember how I sold Drake May? I will sell Will Howard as hard as you want. He is not anywhere near the quarterback that Justin Fields or C.J. Stroud was. Okay?
Okay.
And I think he's a step below Kyle McCord from a passing perspective. He's an RPO guy, and that goes into Chip Kelly, and they have Junkins, and they have Travion Henderson. But put this kid in a deficit with the game on the line, I am not backing Will Howard in any capacity. So Godspeed and God bless, because 14-1 for a kid coming from Manhattan into Columbus with the expectation to be 11-1 or 12-0, good luck.
6-2 Royals.
We're not getting any scoring in this Houston game.
You got one more shot. In the bottom of the eighth is when all the big guns are up for the Orioles one last time. Henderson, Santander, all the big guys, Joe.
They're not giving me anything. They're not.
Will they come through for you?
Anything.
I don't know.
Could I get three runs? Could I get three runs?
Can one of them homer for me? I mean, you're eating enough.
How am I eating? I'm not winning anything.
When are you
going
to let someone else eat?
I see. There you go. You're just talking smack.
When are you going to let someone else eat? All right. Cam Ward and Jackson. Action Jackson Dart. Jalen Milroe, all 14. Nussmeier, you can cross off the list already.
Whoa.
Avery Johnson at 25. Connor Wegman at 20. Nussmeier's not winning. He's a hack, Joe.
Nussmeier's a hack. He's a hack. But Connor Wegman, we're going to back.
I'm not saying I'm backing him, but...
Riley Leonard, you're going to back.
The Notre Dame guys ain't going to win.
You're waffling right now.
Not waffling. It's just it's going to be the same offense they called last year with Hartman. So
Sam Hartman had like one game where he threw for 300. It's amazing.
Exactly. They want to do, you know what this guy wants to do. He wants to run it. You know, that's it. He wants to run it.
Wants to lose game 17-13 the way he did against Ohio State.
That's precisely
why
what he
win
wants
games
to do,
40 so. To 20 when you can lose them 17-13.
Precisely.
Defensive minded head coach. That's what happens. They always think
defense. We need deep shots, Joe. Like, we need somebody a little further down the board.
I'm going running back. You know how I'm going.
I'm playing Miller Moss at 30-1.
It's not a bad look. 6-2 Royals. I think it's going to be the year of the running back. We haven't had a running back since 2015. I took a shot with Junkins at 100-1. I took a shot with Ollie Gordon. I got a bad number. I wanted to take him at 150. But the reason why I'm not backing Ollie Gordon is because I'm not high on Oak State. So.
Might have a couple more here, Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. Just in the deep shot territory, man, this Sanders is 40. You said
my guy is Donovan Edwards. I took a shot.
Donovan Edwards is 100 also.
That's my guy. I have a ticket on Edwards too. 90-1 and 100-1. So
90-1 and 100-1. Yeah, on Edwards. Dylan Raiola 100-1.
Nah, he's got no shot. Come on.
Alex Sorgi, 100-1.
Yeah, but he hasn't been named the starter, so how can you?
I know. Tyler Van Dyke, $150.
Nah, I'm not taking him. No way. Absolutely not.
Brock Vandegrift, Kentucky. Another one of your guys. Yeah, we're too far down the line now.
I mean,
nobody. I know you.
Donovan Edwards to me. I took him. The reason why is I like the way Michigan lines up with Texas in week two, and I think if they win, he's not going to be at 100-1. He'll be at like 30. So, you know, assuming that he has a breakout performance. Quarterbacks, I like Jackson Dart. He's got his top two wide receivers, Harris and Watkins, coming back. You get Henry Parrish Jr., the transfer running back. They got great talent on defense. And again, they have the type of schedule where they're going to have to win in some road environments, but they beat LSU last year. They beat up on Penn State. They get into the playoff. They could be a dangerous out. Mm-hmm. That defense shut down Drew Aller, gutless Drew Aller. 3 games under 50% completion percentage that they lost. 43% against, I think it was Michigan, 43% against Ohio State, and 45% against Ole Miss. Horrible. Horrible.
Horrible, Joseph.
I mean, come on. Horrible. How are you backing Penn State with that?
It's true. How are you backing Penn State? How can you
but
do
how
it?
Deep can we go? Like, how deep can we go?
I think
go?
The number, I don't think you can really go past 100. Like, I don't think there's anyone you could seriously.
Well, if you like running backs, should we take a shot with Trevor Etienne then for Georgia?
No.
I feel like, you know, they're 45-0 every time they pound the rock over 200 since 2016 against FBS opponents. They've won by 30 points per game dating back 8 years. You believe that? That's the craziest thing. They're actually 49-0 against, if you sprinkle in like FCS opponents or something like that. It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah. It's a crazy stat. Every time Georgia rushes for over 200, they win games. Doesn't matter who they
play. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. It's an 8-year thing. Go back. See, the problem with backing, okay, so let's say you back Alex Orji. Jack Tuttle, well, he's not mentioned in the quarterback battle, but he's 120-1. What's amazing is that Quinshon Judkins is 100-1, and Travion Henderson, who's his teammate and is probably going to split carries, is 120-1. So, it's crazy numbers. Who else could we back?
I can't back anyone else. I've hit the wall. That's it for me.
All right, that's it. The kids talked out.
You got to be a quarterback, and you have to be one of the top 4 teams in the country. That's it. That's the qualifications.
Garrett Nussmeier or Jackson Dart.
Nussmeier, they're not even going to make the playoff, Joe. So.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
I like Jackson Dart. I think Jackson Dart I'm absolutely going in on.
All right, but you don't like Nussmeier. I might put it in right now then.
I think Nussmeier is a hack. I think he's going to be awful.
Okay.
If you'd like to know.
Spoken like a champion. Clubber Lang. Here he is.
Clubber Lang. Clubber Lang. Hey, woman.
This is it.
Hey.
You're shot.
Hey, woman. When he yells at her on the steps of the, when he's doing the press conference. You've been dunking me, Rock. All right, when we come back, Joe, first college football pick segment of the season. Carver and Lisi college football picks next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe. It is time. For the first time this year, a tradition unlike any other on Carver and Lisi. And here's how it's going to go this year. Joe will go, since he's got to do all his picks because he's got his own music now. So Joe's got to do all his own picks with his own music. And then the traditional Carver and Lisi college football pick music will come after that. And that's when I will I'll finish up and quickly do mine. So that's what we have cooking for us here tonight. Of course, last year, Joe, do you want me to? It's a clean slate. You don't need to be reminded of last year, right? So we'll just last year's over.
Why reminded? It's okay. It's okay. Reminded.
You want to remind everybody?
Juices. Yeah, remind everybody.
Week zero went 4-0. How about that? Last year in week zero.
Look, he's got the tabulator.
I do. Last year, if you remember, there was an incident with championship week where you ended up going 9-1. We tied the regular season after that championship week fiasco, and then I beat you in the polls.
What was I in championship week? 10-1.
I have the numbers here. Hold on. Championship week, you were 9-1. Championship week.
Excuse me.
Championship.
I said it.
All right, Joe, here we go. You're up first. The Carver and Lisi 2024 college football picks week zero, Joe. Go ahead.
There it is.
Whoa, what is this? Ah, come on.
A little dab like Dion. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they stay there. And we stay there. And we stay there.
Hold on. You gonna give the picks over this?
Yeah, I am. All
right,
I'm gonna
go
give
ahead.
The picks. You ready? All right. I want you to face it. We'll go out to Dublin. All right, Florida State laying 11.5. I don't care if it's 11.5. I don't care if it's 12.5. I don't care if it's 15.5. They have the more complete team. They have four quarterbacks last year to 48% completion percentage, and Haynes King fell off a cliff in the last eight games of the regular season, Carver. He only threw for .170, 11 tutties and 12 interceptions. Florida State runs it. They throw it. DJU's back, baby. Florida State in a rout over the Yellow Jackets. All right, that's pick number one. Pick number two, I'm going to take the points with Bronco Mendenhall in New Mexico. I'd want the 13.5. He's a blue-collar coach. They can run it. I know Montana State has 20 starters coming back, but I want the points with New Mexico, even if they don't win, which I think they have a very good shot. They can run it. They average over 5 yards per carry. New Mexico potentially strikes the upset over Montana State. The other game, I like Nevada. I know that SMU is the more complete team with Preston Stone, and the defense is legit. Only gave up 17 points per game, but I believe Nevada plus the points with Brendan Lewis will make this ugly. They'll make it short, and 26.5 is way too much. Give me Nevada with the points. Late night. We know that the bus, they missed it. They missed a flight. Delaware State catching 40.5. I want no part of that. I want no part of laying it, but Shager and that offense can score. Timmy Chang has this team bowl eligible this year. I think they're a sleeping giant in the group of five. I'm going over the 56.5, Hawaii and Delaware State, my four picks for college football week zero, baby. Smell it.
All right, now before Smell I go, I just want to get some things ironed away here before it's my turn. Number one, are we using the FanDuel lines the night of before the game? I mean, what are we using here? What are we going with? Because, man,
what we always go with. What we always
We always
go
use
with.
The FanDuel lines the night that we're doing it.
Correct.
Okay, because I'm just letting you know what I have here then from your picks. I have Florida State -11.5.
Yes, and I said that. Okay. 11.5.
New Mexico, 13.5. And the total on the Hawaii is actually, you're going to get a break here. It's 54.5 right now.
They just knocked it down then. This
so
afternoon.
That's what it is right now. So I got to give you what it is right now, Joe. A grand slam for Anthony Santander for
yes!
the Orioles.
Yes!
It is now 6-5 Baltimore. Up
yes.
to 11 now. How about that, Joe? And I had him on one of my plays. Let's go, Joe.
You see the music? You see the music?
Santander, big fly.
I need the over in the Philly game. And then everything hinges on Florida State. I could actually hedge.
Wow, how about that? All right, Joe, do I got enough time here? I think maybe I do. Do I got enough time at these? What do you think? It's only a couple games. I think that we might be able to.
You got it.
All right, here we go. My side now, Joe. College football, week zero for me. I'm actually going to start with the, and there it is, the traditional Carver and Lisi college football pick music from Rudy. Bronco Mendenhall usually gets things going very quickly when he goes somewhere new. He's done that in Boise, done it in Virginia. Now, it never ends well, but it starts usually pretty good. You got an FCS team coming in, albeit a good one with Montana State. But I'm going to go with Joe here. Me and Joe are together on this. I think that New Mexico is going to be in this game. They might even win it at home. I think you're going to get a good crowd, new regime. Everybody's excited out there for Bronco. Plus 13.5, New Mexico for me, game number one. Game number two, Joe, I'm on the opposite side of you here with this one. SMU is going to absolutely smash Nevada on Saturday night. They are going into the ACC. They're not even getting a dime to do it. They're going to put on a little bit of a show. Rhett Lashley is going to run the score up. Preston Stone, everybody, bing, 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 67-10 SMU on Saturday night, minus the 26.5. They get things going. The late night game. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles for Delaware State Hornets. Unfortunately for them, they're going to get smashed as well. I'm going to lay it, Joe. Minus the 39.5 for Hawaii on Saturday night. I'm worried about the total. I was going to go with the total, but you know what? I don't think Delaware State's going to score. So I think that this could be a 45-0, 51-3, something like that in that area. I'm going to lay it with Hawaii. And to finish things off, Joe, here we go. Dun, 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 dun. We go across the pond to Dublin, Ireland. The Aer Lingus Football Classic. Florida State left out of the playoff last year. It's a different team, same coach. Couple other guys in there. DJU. I don't want to hear any more about Brent Key and Georgia Tech and he's good as a dog. Blah, 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 blah. Florida State. Smash job. Minus 11.5. And the overnight game as well. But for us, Joe, minus 11.5. Florida State. There it is. The fight song brings us into Dublin here tonight on Carver and Lisey.
Love it. Love it.
Minus 11.5.
That's right. I tell you what, we might have to do the Florida State New Mexico parlay.
Now I'm excited, Joe.
Me too. I'm excited.
Pumped up. All right, so just a quick recap. Florida State minus 11.5 for me, minus 39.5 for Hawaii, minus 26.5 SMU, plus 13.5 for New Mexico. Joe has FSU minus 11.5, New Mexico plus 13.5, Nevada getting 26.5, and Hawaii and Delaware State over the 54.5, Joe. That is where you are
awesome.
At.
Awesome. That's that
week
feel great
number
about.
Week zero, Carver and Lisey, college football selections. Carver Lisa, we're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisa, SportsGrid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. So there you go. You excited?
I'm excited. Now, I wish there was more. But
I'll give you one thing. We'll listen back. We'll find out. I hope everyone heard yours because you had all the guys screaming behind you when you were.
I know. I thought it was so loud. I don't know why it was so loud.
Well, because you got guys singing behind you while you're trying to give the picks. So it was. That's a little tough, right?
Well, I thought he would just have it as an intro. I thought it was just an intro.
What was he going to play after that?
I don't know.
We'll have to. You know what, Joe? It's week zero for everybody. So we're going to have to. We'll tweak it a little bit, Joe. You know, Matias is so good at what he does that he could play that little beginning for you and then find like an instrumental version to play underneath you while you do the picks.
There you go. Let's do that from now on.
Okay. Is that all right? So that way people can hear you when they give the picks?
Here's what I know. We got the Granny Smith when he played the
You
music.
Did with Santander, yes.
So that's an omen. I can't change up the music now. So we got to figure out a way to make it work. Now, if the picks lose tomorrow and we go 0-4, we chuck it, we go back to the Rudy.
Oh, no, you're out on a Rudy. Rudy's out for you.
Oh, what do you mean? 11-2 Diamondbacks. 11-2.
You're out on the Rudy.
You're chomping out. Why? You that's why? Because you're Irish. You have rights to that.
No,
how do you know my mother's not Irish?
Because you have denounced it And you have said you're out. You're out. So you can't come back now.
I always knew I'm in a cult with you. This is a cult, basically, right? This is it. I pray into the church at Carver. Unless I'm all in with you, that's it. I can't even think of
it. This has nothing to do with me. It's principle.
Joe, we could get you some Rocky Top. You know, get a Rocky Top in the back.
I don't want Rocky Top. Give me the fight song for LSU. All right, get me the fight song for LSU. We're mano a mano. The fact that he's bashing Nussmeier before the kid has even played a game this year.
He's starting to
gas me up early. Congrats, so you did a great job. You gassed me up this year. The season hasn't even technically started. We haven't even gotten a game under our belt. I'm gassed. 12-2 Arizona. Look at this. Could these Royals gonna run a run? Who's up? Frazier.
12-2, huh?
Could Frazier homer here? Bottom five. I need 4 runs. Come on, these Phillies. How gutless. Here's a hit. Is this a hit? ColecoVision. Bing, 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 bing. Oh, it's out! It's out!
For
on ColecoVision, it's gone!
For who?
Oh, it's out. I don't know.
What?
Is it gone?
What?
Is it gone?
No.
What was that?
ColecoVision had it out of the yard. It was gone. I thought it was gone.
What game was this?
DeJong, KC.
Yeah, it's not gone.
Yeah, I know. It's not gone. There he is, the voice of reason. Wait until we get into the NFL picks, because I already have my week one slate picks. I already know.
Well, everyone knows about Carolina. The only thing I haven't decided yet is if I'm going to go on the other side of you or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out if I want to do that.
And you're trying to break up the two year window there?
I'm not trying to break anything up. I'm just saying I might go after it. I don't know.
See, people need to know, our listeners, when push comes to shove, you're really ruthless. You're ruthless. You go, oh, we got a run in 7-2 Kansas City, double for DeJong. Cooper DeJong.
Jeez, Louis Rise was a homer.
You're a nasty guy. When it comes down to it, you'd stab me right in the back. I'm going after you. You know your partner's 2-0 and picking the game 6 months out, and you're trying to come after me.
Streaks die. I mean, it is what it is.
Man, you're like Fredo.
I think that you're biting off a little bit more than you can chew with this one.
Well, then if I'm right, I want you to play into my
feet. I think the last 2 years in week one, you've made some sharp moves early in when the numbers have come out. Sharp moves. But I'm not sure this is one.
Do you think this is a square play? This is a square
No, one? I just, I think you're just, you're, the team you're backing is just such a hump team. It's just.
Okay. I guess there you go. I guess you
rookie
got it all figured out.
Rookie head coach making his first time he's coached. You know, it's different. When you took Seattle that time, you know, you got Pete Carroll in there, you know.
And then I backed it up with McVay on week one.
Right. Like, guys who know what they're doing. Like, you're backing a first-timer. I don't like it.
Maybe I have a vision. Maybe I can project out. Remember, let's not forget I'm the human algo. Here's a hit. Is this a hit in Kansas City?
I should just turn the game off. You're watching on that ColecoVision.
He's out.
Did you need more in the Baltimore game? Are you good there?
No, I need nothing in the Baltimore. I just need this over 10.5 in 11.5 in Kansas City.
Okay, so we're at what, 9? All right. So can we get a Whit homer? Can Whit homer?
Yeah. Could he hit a 3-run blast?
Yeah, I could use Schwarber, too, in that game.
All right.
Not going to lie. It'd be helpful. Wow, you know, this bothers me, Joe. I am annoyed now.
Why? What do you mean?
This Butler on Oakland. I've played him like 3 times in the last week. He homers tonight. You got to be kidding me. This Butler. That's criminal. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Good to have you with us. You got me, Joe? You all right?
Yeah, I'm
that was a little louder than usual. I don't know what that is. Final. I don't know. My return was a little off there.
You okay?
Yeah, I think so. 12-2 final, Arizona and the Red Sox.
That's beatdown city.
7-2, Royals lead the Phillies. Man on first here for Philly. Still the top of the sixth, so we got some time here, Joe.
I don't want to wait, though, Carver. I want to get, you know, Philly back in it before they just check out, you know? At least
can we
Turner's
get Berger here for a garbage time on Miami?
Yeah, why not? Give it to him. Did you get the profit boost for the college football?
Yeah, I got it, but like it's nonsense. I get ten. I get capped $10. I mean, it's like, well, why even give it to me? Why even give it to me? It's like you're waving it in my face. It's like
you're making all this money. You're making all this money. You got 19 loaves under each arm.
Yeah, that's not true, Joe.
That's
not true at all.
It is.
How about this Sanchez? Can he homer from Miami?
Yeah, why not? This guy, is this a hit? Base hit here. Here we go. Phillies with first and third. Two outs. Get this now. 7-5 will do it. Who's up? Who's up?
Come on, Sanchez.
Is it Sanchez?
No, I'm watching the Miami game. I don't know what you're up to.
Who do you need in the Philly game?
I need Witt or Schwarber.
Well, let's see who's up. Castellanos with a single. All right, come on. Let's scrape him up. Let's go. Let's get the three-run blast here. Three-run blast. Give me the Granny Smith. Come on. Give him the Granny Smith. What are we doing? Here, Stott. Who's up? Stott.
Bryson Stott. For you here. Because this Sanchez is barking with the ump, Joe. I mean, honestly, get in the box.
This guy got any pop in his bat, Stott?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
No.
You see, that answer alone, you just pushed me to the side.
By the way, one more thing before we go. So yeah. What's the deal? We got with week zero here. Is this the first? Is college football today back? What do we got on Saturday morning?
Yeah, college
morning?
Football today. Tomorrow, 9 to 12, baby. I'll be in the seat. 9 to 12. Me, Kevin Walsh, BSS, special guest.
Yeah.
Coach Bowden.
Wow, Coach's
Corner.
Coach was with me on Friday.
Coach's Corner. Coach Bowden breaking it down. Big Florida State contingency. Coach Bowden. What better way to kick off the year than to have a Bowden?
You're right about
Week
that.
Week zero. 3-1 count. Come on, Stott. Sit tight,
and
kid.
And then what are you guys going out to watch the game after? Is that what happens after?
Typically, but... it might not be all three of us.
Mm.
Now, right. I would love to break bread with you, but you push me aside. I'm not good enough to hang out with you.
Yeah, I don't think that that's the way that I would put it. I don't think that that's
I'm not
fair.
One of your golf buddies. I'm not, you know. Yeah. You know, I don't drink
not
the martini
easy.
With the olives.
Not
I'm
easy
sorry.
To cross two rivers.
Not easy to cross two rivers.
It's not.
If you love me, you do it. If you love me, you do it.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I know.
No love. No love.
No love. Boy, I just saw your boy Newt Bar up for St. Louis.
Forget the grains. Ah, this guy Stott struck out with first and third. Mm. You got to be kidding me. Well, it's right there. He's looking right at it. Stott. Carver, come on, man. That's a bad look.
Well, Joe, enjoy the football. I won't be with you, of course, for most of next week. You'll be holding it down. I'll be running after the kids at Hershey Park. But I will see you at the end of the week, of course, for the first week of real college football, the full slate that we're going to have next week. Matias has hit the bell out. Go get that for all his plays on Saturday night. Great job by Matias Burbell. Great job by Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Enjoy week zero. See you Monday on the grid.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.